Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Tezayin, and we will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In the previous shir, we had learnt the opinions of Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, who had a machlokes if a Jew sold himself to a goy and he's redeemed. There's a situation where he could be redeemed by his family, or he could be redeemed by other people. And Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, had a machlokes, each one saying only in one of the circumstances does he go free, and one of the other circumstances he works for the person that frees him. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that if other people redeemed him, he has to work for them, whereas if family members redeemed him, he doesn't have to work for them. And Rabbi Kiva just said the opposite. If family members redeem him, he has to work for them. If strangers redeem him, he doesn't have to work for them. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zud Dibur Rabbi Yosef Aglili Rabbi Kiva. As we just said, those are the opinions of Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Ava Chom Maimrim, the Chom hold, Hakol Shichur. It makes no difference if it's family members or it's others that free him, he goes free and he doesn't have to work for either. Ask the Gemara, Machachom, whose opinion do the Chachom reflect? Says the Gemara, Rabbi. It reflects the opinion of Rabbi. The Mapak Lelahai Be'ela, he uses the word Be'ela that was the basis of the Machloikis of Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, which they learned Be'ela, in this case, he goes free, but not in another case. And as we just said, they each debated what is that case. He says the word Eila comes to teach us a different subject, a different issue altogether, which we'll approach in a moment. The Eila comes to teach us L'drosh Achrina, or Mikra, as we learned in the previous staff, the Pasuk that seems to differentiate is Bein Midrash Bein Lefana Bein La'achrav, and therefore makes no difference who freed him. He doesn't have to work for the person who redeemed him. The Rebbe asked the Gemara, but the Pasuk says V'yotz b'shnasa o'yoyvah, which seems to indicate, as the Gemara said in the previous year, that in a case where he was freed by somebody else, he only goes out in the Yovel year. What does that seem to indicate? That seems to indicate that he is going to continue working, and only when Yovel arrives is he going to go out free. But according to Rebbe, it makes no difference who freed him. He's going free. So what's he still doing there by Yovel that the Pasuk has to teach us that when Yovel comes, he goes out? He already went out when he was redeemed. What will he use that Pasuk? And it's the Gemara Mubarak, he comes to teach us a different din. L'chertanya, as the Braisa teaches us, the Yotz B'Shnas HaYovel, the Pasuk says he goes on in the Yovel year, it's referring Ba'ev K'chavim Shiesh Netachas Yotcha. That if we have jurisdiction over the Goyim, so even if a Jew sold himself to a Goy, the Goy is subject to the rules of Yovel, and that when Yovel comes, he has to let that Evet out. Ask the Gemara, maybe the Pasuk is teaching us that a Goy that's not under our jurisdiction still has to release this every by the Yovel year. Amr v'chimav shel hasasloi, says the Gemara, how can we suggest that the Pasuk is referring to such a guy? We have no jurisdiction over the guy. Can we demand or legislate that the guy has to let him out? Ha'ena kos medaber. The Pasuk is only referring, el ba'ay v'kacham shiesh l'taksiyotcha. The Pasuk is referring to a guy who we have jurisdiction over, and the Pasuk is teaching us that the guy who we have jurisdiction over has a right to have this Eved Ivri continue working for him, but only until Yovel. So there's a beautiful Tosfos Rosh in explaining this Gemara. He says, what is the Pasuk teaching us according to Rebbe? He says, Goyim typically are not Talmidei Chachamim. Goyim don't know the rule. So perhaps one could think that if a Jew is working for a Goy, a Jew became an Eved Ivri of a Goy, it's a terrible situation. And we should be allowed to fool the Goy into believing that he has to release the Eved even earlier. We'll come up with some sort of a story that the Eved has to be released earlier just to get the Eved Ivri out of the hands of a Goy. Teaches us the Pasuk that we have here a situation of a Chilah Hashem. Because if we're going to do that to the Goy, and then the Goy finds out the truth that he only is entitled, the Eved Ivri is only entitled to leave in the Yovel year, we have created a terrible Chilah Hashem. And therefore, as much as we're anxious to see the Eved Ivri leave the Goy, not at the expense of a Chilah Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Ubishtar, we learned that in Amar Avriya can be brought with Shtar. Amar Manola, how do we know that that works? Answers the Gemara, Amar Ula Amar Kura. Im Acheres Yikachlo, the pasuk there refers to Yiyud. We're going to speak about Yiyud later in the Perek, that owner of Amar Avriya or his son could take the Amar Avriya as a wife. And the pasuk speaks about them taking another wife besides the Amar Avriya. Says the Gemara, Kisha Kosovo Acheres. The Torah compares the Amar Avriya to another wife. And just like we learned earlier in our Masechta at great length, Ma Acheres Mekanya B'Shtar, a wife could become a wife through Kedusha Shtar, first mission of the Masechta, Af Amar Avriya Mikne B'Shtar, so too can Amar Avriya become a wife through a Shtar. Ask the Rishonim, if we have now established that the Torah is comparing Kedushin to the way an Amar Avriya is bought, asked Rishonim, we spent a lot of time trying to find a source that Kedushin could be done with Kesef. Asked Rishonim, why do we have to look for a specific source? If the Torah is comparing a Amar Avriya and a wife, if an Amar Avriya, as we learned in the Mishnah, could be bought through Kesef, so obviously Kedushin could take place through Kesef. And why do we need specially Mudim to teach us that Kedushin could take place through Kesef? So I saw a number of answers in the Rishonim. One answer I saw in the Rishonim is that we learned earlier in the Masechta, and we're going to discuss it later in our Shia today, that one of the ways Amar Avriya could be released from her owner is through Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef is, she deducts the amount of time she worked for the amount of time that's still left, and we calculate based on what he paid for her, and that much she has to give him. Like that, she goes out. And the Gemara said, when we were trying to explain the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Gemara said that if that's the case, you can never buy an Amar Avriya for a pruta. Because you only buy it for a pruta, and she already works, there's less than a pruta left. How can you do Gerah and Kesef? So it must be that Amar Avriya has to be bought for more than a pruta in order for Gerah and Kesef to be able to take place. But we learned in our Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta that Kedushin are done with a pruta. So we can't learn Kedushin Kesef from the purchasing of Amar Avriya. Because Amar Avriya can't buy for a pruta, because then you couldn't do Gerah and Kesef. Isha, we learned in the first parrot, Mishnah, could be Niskadeshes with a pruta. One teretz. Another teretz that I saw is that, as we learned and we'll learn, Amar Avriya could be released through Kesef. We just spoke about Gerah and Kesef. A woman, a wife, we just learned in the previous staff, the only way marriage can be terminated is through a get, not through money. So we see that when it comes to avdus, money plays a different role than when it plays to kedushin. Money could release an Amar Avriya, but it can't release a wife, and therefore we can't compare them as far as kesef is concerned. A third teretz that I saw in the Rishonim is that this whole concept that Amar Avriya could be bought through Kesef, we only know after we know that the Isha Miskadesh is for Kesef. So as the Ritva says, we actually have a situation of circular reasoning. We want to learn Isha from Amar Avriya, but from the fact that Kesef works by Amar Avriya, it should work by Isha. But the only reason we know it works by Amar Avriya is because we know that it works by Ishus. So therefore, the Gemara's that question doesn't work. Says the Gemara, as we're about to learn, there's a machloikus amaroim, exactly how does the shtar of Amar Avriya work? There's one man da'amad that says that the owner writes the shtar. That means the buyer, he's buying the Amar Avriya, he writes the shtar, which is the exact same situation as Kedusha Kesef, Kedusha Shtar, where the husband, who so to speak is buying the wife, writes the shtar. But according to the man, the Omer, that says it's the father that writes the shtar by Omer Avriya, so it's the seller writing the shtar. By Kedushin, it's the buyer writing the shtar. So how can we compare the two situations? It's a whole different shtar. So we always have the purchaser writing the shtar. Eleman the Omer, that by Omer of Ria of Koisvoi, it's the seller that writes the shtar, Mayiklamer. How can we compare the two shtaris? Ditma, shtar Omer of Ria mi Koisvoi, who's the one that writes the shtar? Rav Huna Omer Odin Koisvoi, it's the owner that writes it, it's the owner, the buyer. Rav Chizda Omer of Koisvoi, the seller. And therefore says the Gemara, Hanichla Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that we compare these two shtaris. We understand how we could learn that a shtar works by Omer Avriya. Elo l'Rav Chizda, that it's a totally different mechanism how these two shtaris work. Mayik l'Meimer, how could this be a source? So therefore says the Gemara, Omer of Acha b'Yaakov, Omer Kro, l'Seitzei k'tseis havodim. The Torah teaches us that if somebody has an Eved Kanani and he wounds him in one of the 24 Rosh HaVarim, the Eved Kanani goes out free. And the Torah says regarding the Omer Avriya, Leiseitzi Ketseis HaVodim. That doesn't apply by Omer Avriya. To teach us, the way an Eved Kanani is released, that doesn't work by Omer Avriya or an Eved Ivri. Avo Nitnes Hi Kekinyan HaVodim. What would be an acceptable way of purchasing an Eved Kanani is also an acceptable way of purchasing Omer Avriya. What does that mean? Shtar. That just like an Eved Kanani could be purchased through shtar, so too can Omer Avriya be purchased through shtar. Says the Gemara, who says to learn the Gemara, the Pasuk that way? The Eimer, perhaps what the Pasuk is teaching is, Avon Niknasiki Kinyan Avodim, that Omer Avriya is purchased in the same way, the same Kinyan as a Kinyan Avodim. And what does that mean? Ma'aniyu Chazaka. So just like an Eved Kanani could be purchased through Chazaka, if the owner makes the Eved Kanani do some sort of labor on his behalf, he becomes an Eved Kanani, so too, Omer Avriya is purchased that way. Omer Kro, says the Gemara, that is not acceptable. Because the Pasuk says regarding Avodim Kananim, V'snachatam Oysam V'vneichem Achreichem, Oysam B'Chazaka, only an Eved Kanani is nikne b'chazaka, v'loy acher b'chazaka. But Omer Avriya, or Eved Ivri for that matter, cannot be purchased through chazaka. Ask the Gemara, v'eim oisim b'shtar, v'loy acher b'shtar. Perhaps the way to understand the pasuk is that only an Eved Kanani could be purchased through shtar, but not an Omer Avriya, not an Eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, haksiv loy tzeis avodim, that it may not, that doesn't work, but it's purchased through shtar. So where we're up to, which is very typical type of a Gemara's question, is as follows. We have one pasuk that is coming to teach us to include something, and we have one pasuk to teach us to exclude something. So how are we explaining the pasukim? We're explaining the pasuk that's coming to teach us, the pasuk of Leiseitzei Savodim, that's coming to be Marba, is coming to teach us that Shtar works by Omer Avriya. The pasuk of Esnachaltu Moisam of Lamechem Akrechem, which comes to teach us a miyut, is coming to teach us that Chazoka does not work by Omer Avriya. Ask the Gemara, they have this question, Maris, maybe say just the opposite. Maybe say the Chazoka works and Shtar doesn't. Or Maris, why are we learning it this way? Maybe we could learn just the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Mistabr Shtar Habil Rebuye. If we're going to say that something is affected by Omer Avriya, we're going to assume it's Shtar. Shekain Mimitsir Bas Yisrael. We find that Shtar does work, as we said earlier, Shtar Get. So we see that Jewish women are connected to Shtaris. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that Chazaka is a very strong form of Kinyan. Adu Rabba, Chazaka Havalei Rebuye. I'll prove that Chazaka is a strong type of Kinyan. Shekain Koine B'Nechsei Hager. Which means as follows. Every Jew, every born Jew, has a relative. He may not have close relatives, he may not have a father, Rahman Slan, brothers, sons, but if you start going up the family tree, you'll find a relative. A ger shen is gayer, kikot nishen el adami. The halacha looks at a ger as he's totally no relations. So if he didn't have any children after he became a ger, when he passes away, the halacha is whoever seizes his property, becomes that person. That's the only way you could do a kinyan in the Nechsei Eger. So you see, the Chazak is a very strong form of kinyan. So Rishonim ask, you know why Chazak is the only kinyan? Rajba asked this question. You know why Chazak is the only type of kinyan that works for Nechsei Eger? Because every other kinyan, you have to have the interaction of the buyer and the seller. Here, the ger passed away. So all the other kinyanim can't work because they don't work if you don't have both parties. But it's not an issue of strength or weakness. So the Rajba says, the fact that Chazaka doesn't need the Das Acheres Makna, the fact that Chazaka doesn't need the seller's involvement, is the proof of the strength of a kinyan Chazaka. And that's why the Gemara is suggesting that since we see that Chazaka is such a strong form of kinyan, maybe it works by an Amar Avriya, where a shtar that doesn't have this strength, it wouldn't work by a Nechsei Eger, won't work by an Amar Avriya. Answers the Gemara, Be'ishas Me'yaloy Ashkechon. We don't find that regarding inyanim of Ishas, regarding subjects of marriage, Chazaka should work. So ask the Mefarshim, we're talking about Amar Avriya. We're talking about Amavriya, we're not talking about Ishas. So what's the Gemara saying? Be Ishas Me'yaloy Ashkechon. So Rishonim answer that, as we said earlier, every time an Amavriya is purchased, there is an issue of Ishas involved. Because as we said earlier, the owner or his son could do Yiyud, and that using the money that they bought the Amavriya with will become the Kesef Kedushin. So every purchase of Amavriya is in it Kedushin. And in Kedushin we find that Shtar works, Chazaka doesn't, and therefore we say that it only works by Amar Avriya too. Ibai Seima, another teretz, Ohoche Echana Imacheres. As we said earlier, and we're trying to understand the opinion of Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, we can't make a perfect comparison between Kedusha Shtar and the purchasing of Amar Avriya. Why? Because by Kedusha Shtar Kedushin, it's the purchaser, it's the buyer who writes the shtar. And by Amavri, it's the seller who writes the shtar. So the Gemara said we can't compare them. But there is still some sort of connection. So if now we're faced with a dilemma, should Chazaka work or should shtar work, for that much Imacheres could accomplish that we should connect it, even according to Rav Chisda, that shtar is what's going to work versus Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Rav Huna, that taught us that shtar is effective in the purchasing of an Amar Avriya. Highly tzeitzik tzeis avodim my darshpe. He doesn't need that pasuk to teach us that purchasing an Amar Avriya with a shtar is effective. He already learns it from the pasuk of Emacheres Yikach Lo. Why we use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara. B'bayilei sheni yotz b'rosh yevarim kevin. It comes to teach us that she doesn't go out with Rosh Yevarim like an Evid goes out. Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, Imkein Lichtav Krolei Seitzei Kavodim. How would Rav Chisda know that not only if the eye is removed, or the teeth are removed, Shein V'ayin, but all the Rosh Yavorim, the same then applies? Answers the Gemara, because the Pasuk could have just said the words, Seitzei Kavodim, my Ketzei Savodim. Why does the Torah use the words Ketzei Savodim? Shema Mino, according to Rav Chisda, Tarti. We learn two dinim. What are the two dinim we learn? One din that we learn is that shtar is effective in the purchase of an Amar Avriya. And the other din that we learn is that only an Eved Kenani goes out with all Rosh Yavarim, not an Amar Avriya. We learned further in the Mishnah, the kindness adds b'shanim, and every when the 6 years are up, he leaves his owner. The ksif, sheif shanim yavad u'bishviyas. And as the Gemara says, in Masechta Erchin, in Masechta Ksubis, that the 6 years are counted from day to day. We start counting the 6 years from the moment that he begins to work. 6 years later, he goes out. V'yoyvel, the ksiv achnas ayoyvel yaveimach. He remains with you until yoyvel. And here too, the Gemara discusses in Masechta Erchin, what does it mean that when yoyvel come, he's released? There is one opinion that says that Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year, he goes out. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The opinion of Yishmael is that from Yovel until Yom Kippur, he doesn't go home, but he doesn't work anymore for his Odoin. He's in a limbo, so to speak. And the Miches Chinuch explains what is pshat in that period, because he says that yovel only becomes effective retroactively after the shofar is blown on Yom Kippur of the yovel year. So we have to wait for the shofar to be blown on Yom Kippur, which will retroactively activate yovel from Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he stops working for his Adon from yovel. Furthermore, says the Miches Chinuch, and we're going to discuss this halakha in a few moments a little more, we know, and we discussed this in the previous dafim, we know that an Eved Ivri works, the Adon of an Eved Ivri could give him a Shifcha Kananis to live with. But during that period of those 10 days, from Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year until Yom Kippur, since according to even Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, he doesn't work for Adon, he does not work, he's so to speak in limbo, and retroactively he will be freed, so he's not allowed to live with a Shifcha Kananis. So he has to stop living with a Shifcha Kananis wife from Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara, Begroin Kesef. Begroin Kesef, we said earlier, we make a calculation. And the typical example is if the Eved Ivri or the Omer Ivri was bought for $600 and the term is a 6-year term, so every year we consider it was bought for $100. So let's say he worked 3 years, so he has 3 years left, he has to give the Adon $300. Says the Gemara, Omer Chizkiya, how do we know that this is an effective means of freeing oneself? For Hefta, Malamed, Shmegara, Peyoyna, Vyoytza. They could deduct what they work and what they owe and go out. Tana, Vikoynes Atzmai, Vikesef, Uvishavakesef, Uvishtar. Bishlam Mekesef, that he could pay himself out. Diksiv, Vikesef Meknasai, an explicit pasuk. Shavakesef Nami, he doesn't have to use money, he could use Shavu Kesef, because as we learned, the Pasuk says, Yashigu, Lasai, Amrachmana, the rabbi Shavu Kesef Kesef. The Shavu Kesef also serves as a way of getting himself out. El Hai Shtar, when we say that he could be released through a Shtar, ask the Gemara, Hechi Domi, exactly what kind of Shtar are we talking about? Elam, the Kosla Shtara Domi, that he wrote to the owner, I owe you whatever I'm still worth to you, says the Gemara, Hainu Kesef. Isn't this a situation of kesef? Why do we have to speak about a new type of shtichu shtar lomeli? What we have to speak about a special type of shtar? So the poskim can discuss. From here we seem to see that somebody could write an IOU and that will be satisfactory. That will be considered like kesef. So the Rishonim already say an IOU that the owner takes a promissory note and it be effective is only if the owner is willing to accept it. If he's not willing to accept an IOU, we can't force him. But then the question that comes up is we will speak about him, Mitzvah, many times, Kinyan Kesef. The question is a check considered a Kinyan Kesef? So truthfully, in our world, it's not really much of a Shaila. Why? Because we have discussed that one of the types of Kinyanim, even though the Gemara Mishnayis discussed various types of kinyanim, there's something called kinyan sisma. Something that's become an accepted form of creating transaction is always a kinyan. And since checks are considered a valid way of creating transaction, certainly in our world checks are considered valid. The question is, from here it seems, and we'll discuss it more, just starting, that a check, an IOU, is considered kesef. So the Gemara's question is, if an IOU is considered kesef, what is the shtar they're referring to? El shikr shtar lomeli. You're going to say that the owner writes a shtar that I'm releasing him. He says, why do I need a shtar? Let him go and say in front of two people, zil, you're released. Inami, bapit beidina, let the owner say in front of Bezdin, zil, you're released. And as Tosfos says, he really doesn't need the Bezdin, he really doesn't need the Edom. The only reason the Gemara is suggesting we need Edom or Bezdin is because we're concerned that the owner may later say it never happened. So if you have Edom or Bezdin, they'll say it happened. Amarov, Zoysameris, the fact that we need to have a specific Shtar Shechur, from here we see, Eved Gufoy Konui, the Eved, the guf of the Eved is owned by his owner. V'rav shemochal groinoi and groinoi mochal. Just him being moichal is not enough. You actually have to have an official shtar shechur. Says Tosfos, from here we see, It's only because Mechila isn't effective here. Why is Mechila not effective? Because it's Gufay Kanoi. If Mechila were effective, we see that a Mechila doesn't require a Kinyan. And that's, in fact, Tosfos' opinion in all areas of Halacha. Mechila, if I'm just forgiving you, an act of Kinyan doesn't have to accompany the Mechila. There are Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos' Pshat, but that's Tosfos' Pshat. The Rishonim ask, the why didn't our Gemara and Mishnah say there's another way that the Odin could free his Eved? Mafker. Let him be Mafker, the Eved, and he becomes free. So the Rishonim answer that Hefker is not considered a Kinyan. Hefker is considered a Siluk, that the owner removes himself, and Memela, the Eved, becomes free. That's not called a Kinyan. And in fact, I saw an interesting question. The Gemara debates many times if Hefker and Niyim have a Hefker. If somebody makes something Hefker only for one segment of the population, would be a valid Hefker. So here, if somebody's Mafker the Eved, and the only one that could become free is the Eved himself, why is this not considered a situation that he's only being Mafker for one segment of the population? So the Mefarshim say, yes, if I'm mafker an item only for one segment versus another segment, it's a question of that's a valid hefker. Here, everybody's being treated equally. It's the Eved that has a right to be mafker, to be coined himself first, and therefore that's not going to invalidate the hefker. Now that we've established the gufei koni, so the question is, the Rishonim asked, why is an Eved considered gufei koni? An Eved kanani we know is considered gufei koni. It's considered the property of his odoi. An Eved ivri is gufei koni. So I saw two opinions in the Rishonim. One explanation to Rishonim, it's no different than Dekel Peirosof. If I own a tree, and the produce of the tree belongs to me, so it's considered that the tree is mine. Here too, since all of the produce of the Eved Ivri belongs to the Odin, that's why it's considered like he owns the guf of the Eved Ivri. It's the Meiri's opinion. The Ritva says a different pshat. Ramban says the Ritva's pshat too. Since the halacha is that not only does an Eved Ivri work for his owner, but he also, as we discussed, the Odin can give him a Shifcha Kananis, and he can live with her, even though typically a Jew may not live with a Shifcha Kananis. So you see that the ownership is a much deeper ownership. It's Gufei Kanoi. But then the Ritva asks a very interesting question. If that is indeed the case, that that's the reason Eved Ivri is Gufei Kanoi, as we learned in the previous staff, there's a difference between Mechru Bezdin and Mechru Atzmai. Mechru Bezdin, the halacha is the owner can give him a Shifcha Kananis to live with. Mechru Atzmai, the owner can't give him a Shifcha Kananis. So our Gemara just saying straight, all Eved Ivris are considered Gufei Kanoi, it's not true. It depends if it was Mechru Bezdin or Mechru Atzmai. So Ritva says a very bechidish. Even a Mechru Atzmai can live with a Shifcha Kananis. What is the difference? A Mechru Bezdin, the owner could compel him to live with a Shifcha Kananis. Mechru Atzmai, the owner can't force him. But if he agrees, then if the owner wants him to live with a Shifcha Kananis, and he's agreeable, then he may. So we see that even by Mechru Atzmai, there is a concept of Isser, and that's why it's considered Gufei Kanoi. Say now to Paiskim, now that we've established that when it's Gufei Kanoi, it's a whole different situation, so therefore, what the Gemara suggested earlier, that just writing an IOU note, a promissory note, would not be adequate. Because for Gufei Kanoi, you need more. Where is it relevant, Laloch Lamaisa? It's relevant, Laloch Lamaisa, if somebody wants to be Mekadosh an Isha with a star, with Kesef, he doesn't have any money, and he doesn't have a ring, so he wants to write her a check. So many Rishonim suggest that it wouldn't work if we consider a check like an IOU. Why? Because since the ownership, I don't like to use that word, between a husband and a wife, but since the level of the relationship between a husband and wife is sort of gufei kanoi, it's not just that I'm buying a piece of property, so you need to have much deeper type of kesef, not just an IOU. Says the Gemara. Yisrael of Amar Avriya, and Amar Avriya has another situation that the Mises are Adam. Says that if the master dies, she goes out. Amar Shlokish, Amar Avriya Kanes Atma Melisas Av Mishus Odin. If her father passes away, she's released. Says the Mama Kavachoymer. We can learn this with a Kal v'chomer. Or Mas Simonim. If a girl, when she becomes a Nara, her father still has jurisdiction with her, over her, until she becomes a Begeris. Still, when she becomes a Nara, she leaves her owner's jurisdiction. Misa, if the father dies, she's no longer under his jurisdiction, nor under the jurisdiction of his Yarshim, certainly, and as the Osmech explains, but the Gemara doesn't mean to learn a Kavachoymer. The Gemara means to learn a Svara, that it can't be stronger, that his ownership could only go up to that point. Pnei Yeshua disagrees. Pnei Yeshua says we need a Kavachoymer. Why do we need a Kavachoymer? Because perhaps we should look at a girl that the father sold as an Amavriya like a piece of property. What would happen if somebody sells a piece of property and then he passes away? Does that mean that his Yarshim take back the property? No. So perhaps the same thing should be by Amar Avriya. That's why we need the Kal v'chomer. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Yisera lov Amar Avriya. We learned in our Mishnah that Amar Avriya has a way of being released more than Eved Ivri. Shekonis atzmoi b'simonim. She goes out with simonim, which doesn't apply by Eved Ivri. Asked the Gemara, Vim Isa for Ishlokish is correct. That she goes out with Misa Sa'av, Nisninami, Misa Sa'av. What does our mission include that way of getting out of being Amar Avriya? Answers the Gemara, Tana V'Shaya. The Mishnah didn't mention everything. Ask the Gemara, Mai Shaya, Dahai Shaya. As we know, that if we're saying that the list is not complete, it has to be at least two things that were left out. So we're saying that Misa Sa'av is a way that the Amar Avriya goes out. There must be something else that was omitted. Says the Gemara, Shai Misas Adam. The Mishnah didn't mention that if the owner dies, she goes out. It says the Gemara, Imisha Misas Adam, Lav Shiurihi. That's not considered that it was omitted. The key in the Ikanami, the Ish Loiktani. There are cases that even an Eved Ivri goes out in Misas Adam. When, as we learned, a Nirtza, even though he continues working for the Adam, if the Adam dies, he's released. So it's not considered something that was that applies only by a Mavriya. Ela Nisni. So ask the Gemara, so why doesn't the Mishnah mention Misas Adon, both by Inirtza and by Amar Avriya? Answers the Gemara, Tana, Davish Yesh Le Kitzvah Tani, Davish Ein Le Kitzvah Le Tani. He only mentions something that has a set time. Misas Ab, we don't know if it's going to happen. Hopefully it won't happen. That's why it's not mentioned. Ask the Gemara, the Simonim, that's Simonim, we don't know when her Simonim will emerge, yet our Mishnah mentions Simonim. If Rav Safra is saying that our Mishnah only mentions something that we could say for sure, when we could identify when it's going to happen, so how is Simonim included? We don't know when Simonim will happen. So the Rishonim ask, Geron Kesef is also something that we don't know when she'll have the money to pay herself out. So the Rishonim answer, we may not know when she'll have the money to pay herself out, but we do know that any time she has the money, she can leave. Simonim, there is a specific, what he called it, Mises Adon, Simonim don't have a specific time. Answers the Gemara, Emra Safra, Elam Kitzlamata, Avyeshlam Kitzlamata. We don't know when for sure they're going to come, but we know which Simonim don't work. The Tanya, the Gemara teaches us, a Masech the Nida. Ben Teisha Shon Shevi Shtei Saris. If a boy or a girl are only 9 years old and they bring these two Shtei Saris, Shuma. They're not considered Shtei Saris. Ben Tesh Shon V'Yamechot Ad Ben Yud Be Shon V'Yamechot. If the Saris emerge after the child was 9 years old, the Oidenba, and they're still there by a girl after 12, by a boy after 13, Shuma. The Tanakhama holds that since they emerged at an earlier date, they can't be considered Saris. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudama, Simon, they are considered. If they're still there when the girl or the boy become bar or bas mitzvah, it's considered a simon. Then you'd give Mishum v'yamechot, once they're bar bas mitzvah, and only then the simonim come out. Even if the simonim fall out later on, it's considered a valid simon. The rehakol simon. So we see that there is a minimal age, that simonim that come out before 9, everybody will agree are meaningless. And that's why it's considered, simonim are considered dovah shiesh like kitzvah versus misa, which is considered something that has no kitzvah. Most of Rav Sheshes asks Rav Sheshes, we're going to learn a braisa that says as follows. We're going to speak at length in the coming shiurim about the concept of hanoka. Hanoka is that under most circumstances, whenever every or amavri are released, the owner has to give them gifts. We would call it benefits. Termination benefits. So the Braisa says, Gimel B'ish V'Gimel B'Isha. There are three cases by a man, by an Eved Ivri, where he's entitled Tanaka, and three cases by a Mavriya. V'yati Yochel Lam Dal B'Echad. There are no cases that any one person, whether it's the Eved Ivri or the Amavriya, have four cases, four times of situation where they get Hanukkah. And we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi. By an Ish, the three cases are Shonim, 6 years, Yovel, Nisus Adon, by Nirtza. And by Isha, we have Shonim, Yovel, the Simonim, are the three cases where she gets Hanukkah. Ask the Gemara, then Isa, Nisni Nami, Nisus Av. Why don't we include the Mrs. Av as a case where the Al-Mavri goes out, but she's in Taltach, Anoko. The Hitamer, if you suggest, Hachinami, Kudrev Safra, that the Mishnah is not mentioning something that we don't know if and when will happen. As tomorrow, Ve'ika Mrs. Adam. This Mishnah did mention Mrs. Adam, which is something the Elam Kitzva. We don't know when it's going to happen, and yet Viktani. So tomorrow, Mrs. Av Nam Lektani. Don't say that that Mishnah is including Mrs. Av. Mrs. Av is not included. Says tomorrow, if we're omitting Mrs. Av, Mrs. Odin, as a situation where Hanukkah is given, how do we have four situations? Al Abamai Nihu, what do we have four types? Shonim, we have Shonim, the Yovel, 6 years, Yovel by every Everett, Yovel show with Sia, that a Nirtza, as we learned, even though he works past the 6 years, when Yovel comes, he goes out. V'amavriya, v'simonim. So we have cases that don't, all of them have a kitzvah. Hachanami mistabra, the Tani Sefer, because we continue learning that braisa, i'ati yoyim yochalayim avabechnehem. Neither the amavriya, the evadivri, have four situations of Hanukkah. V'i, v'fisha ain't simonim b'isha, because the braisa continued saying, there is no case that a man, if it ever goes out with simonim, the ain with tzia b'isha. And isha doesn't have tzia. Then isha, if we're correct, that the Mishnah is including misa sa'adon, then isha b'isha mi mishkach sla'aba, when we would have four cases of Hanukkah by an amavriya. Shonim, yovel, simonim, misa sa'adon. It must be, Shmamina, that our Mishnah isn't, that Braisa isn't including the case of Mises Adon, because the Braisa is not mentioning anything that Elohim Kitzvah. Nasser of Amram, continues of Amram asking a question. And it's interesting to note, this is the same Braisa that we just learned. In fact, this is the ratio of that Braisa. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question that's going to refute Rish Lakish's opinion. So why ask the Rishonim? Didn't we just bring down the Braisa, the beginning part of the Braisa? Refute Rish Lakish. Why don't we bring down the second part of the Braisa and then ask questions and then need to bring down the first part of the Braisa? So from here so some Rishonim say that even though our Gemara has it as one Braisa, it was actually two separate Braisas. Another Teretz that I saw is, as we learned, no, they learned Torah Shabbat Peh. And they didn't remember the whole Braisa as one. And another Teretz is interesting. The Derech HaTorah is to ask questions and answers, go back and forth. So first the Gemara indeed brought the Sefer and asked the question and gave an answer, until we bring the ratio that there is no answer to have a Gishmak, a Shak of Atariah. Masr of Amor, the following Avodim get Hanukkah. Hayotz v'shonim, u'b'yevu, u'b'misas Adam, v'amavriya gets Simonim. Ask the Gemara, then Esau, if Rish Lakish is correct, listen now in Mises Av, v'chi tani v'shayir, so we'll say that he didn't bring down an exhaustive list, v'chi v'ha'eruk tani, the Mishnah says these, that I'm giving you an exhaustive list, v'chi tema, davish yesh lo kitzvik tani, we're only mentioning things that we know can happen, davish en lo kitzvik tani, misa we don't know could happen, v'simonim, deloik en lo kitzvik tani, simonim, we don't know for sure will happen. We don't know when they'll emerge. The chitema, simonim, are something that has considered yesh lo kitzvah. As a Safa taught us earlier, ha'ika mises adam is clearly mentioned here, and we don't know for sure it's going to die. So tiyufta Rish Lakish, tiyufta. Ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish, kavachayimah. Then Rish Lakish bring a kavachayimah to prove that when mises ha'av, the Amavri goes out. Answers the Gemara, Amar kavachayimah prichahi. the kavachoyim could be refuted. Mishum ikra mifrach. Mali simonim shenishtana aguf. Simonim, there's a physical change in the body of the Amavriya. That's why she goes out. Time of Mises Av, she came in Ishtana Guf. Says the Gemara, Tani Chadu, we learned the one Braisa, and Nak Eved Ivri La'atzmai, that the Eved Ivri's gifts go to himself, the Nak Amavriya La'atzmai, and the gifts given to Amavriya go to herself. The Tani Idach, yet we learned a different Braisa that says, Anak Amavriya, Mitzios Lavia, they go to her father. Vein L'Rabba, Elis Chabatela. Now let's say a girl, while she's working for her Odin, finds a Mitziah, she has to give that Mitziah to her father, but the time that she lost, that she could have been working for the Odin, that the father has to compensate the owner, provided that the Mitziah is worth more than the time lost. Otherwise, it's not a great deal. My love, Hodin Nafka B'Simonim, that in a case where she goes out, when a father... when she goes out with Simonim, so her father's still alive, he gets Danaka, the Hadamask, the Mitzvah Sa'av, where since there's no father, she keeps the Hadanaka. Says the Gemara Loi. Mitzvah Sa'av, the Avmavriya never goes out. Idiv, Idiv, Mafgala, the Simonim, Vloy Kasha. Hadi Isalav, if her father's alive, he gets Danaka, Hadi Laislav, she doesn't get Danaka. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Anak Amavriya La'atzma, we can understand that she keeps it, Lamuti Achim, that her brothers don't get it. The Tanya, Vismachatam Oysom of Nechem, Oysom of Nechem, our Avadim we inherit to our children, Vlebne Sechlem of Nechem. A daughter, even though, as we've been learning, is under the jurisdiction of a father, but not under the jurisdiction of a father's sons, of her brothers. We can, Shein Adam Marius Chuspita Lebenoi. El Anak Ever Ivri La'atzmoi, when we say that Anak Ever Ivri goes to himself, Pshita, obviously goes to himself. El Olaman, who else should it go to? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yud Karas Kachazina Hacha. I see a Yud here. And I saw two Pshatim Drushoinim, how to understand this. One is, a Yud is a small letter. And he's saying, it's a small letter, and you're making a big deal out of nothing. Another Pshat is, there's a Gemara that says, in Masechta Tanis, that there was an individual who was called Yud Karas, who was very tough on his family. He's saying, you're like Yud Karas. You're asking a good question, but just like he acted inappropriately by being tough on his family, your question is not a good question. Why? Who is this Tana? This reflects the opinion of Tatoi. The Tanya Toi Omer, Loi V'Loi L'Bal Chayva. Even though we learned in the previous year, there's a concept of Shibud Reb Nosson. If I owe you money and you owe someone else money, I have to pay your creditor, the Hanukkah given to Eved Ivri, that if the Eved Ivri owes someone else money, still, here it's an exception to the rule of Shibud Reb Nosson, we give the Hanukkah directly to the Eved Ivri himself. That's what the Brice is teaching is, Hanukkah Eved Ivri, and not to anyone else, and we don't apply the typical concept of Shibud Reb Nosson.